The oil and gas industry is pushing back against President Biden's pause on new oil and gas leases on federal land. The Western Energy Alliance has already filed a lawsuit against it. Kathleen Scamma is president of the group, which represents oil and gas companies in Western states. Kathleen, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
There are two Western states in particular that you represent where a lot of drilling happens on public land, New Mexico and Wyoming. So make the case. Why is this order bad for people in those states?
Well, those two states plus six other Western states that represent 97%+ of federal oil and natural gas production would have about $8 billion of a hole blown through their budgets by this order. That's $8 billion over the first Biden term. University of Wyoming professor estimates that about 58,700 jobs would be cut annually. So it's not insignificant, and it's certainly for states like Wyoming and New Mexico, which derive huge portions of their budgets from oil and natural gas development on federal lands, would be hard hit.
But is it really as bad or as urgent as you're saying? Most oil and gas drilling in the U.S. happens on private or state lands. And that's not going to change with this order. And also, many companies have already stockpiled drilling permits that are going to last for years.
Well, you know, it is true that the percentage of production in America from federal lands is about less than 10%. But, I mean, the Western states where we do develop oil and gas, like Wyoming, like New Mexico, Colorado, they will suffer job impacts and economic impacts. Now, I think President Biden was wise not to ban new permits on existing leases because that would have been an even larger economic impact. But still, the leasing ban, it does affect existing production.
Well, let's talk more about jobs and the economy, because you make the case that President Biden's plan would be a job killer. On the other hand, the president is saying that these changes will actually be very good for the economy and that they will also have the advantage of tackling climate change, which he called an existential threat to the planet. Let's listen.
When I think of climate change, I think of and the answers to it, I think of jobs. A key plank of our Build Back Better recovery plan is building a modern, resilient climate infrastructure and clean energy future that will create millions of good-paying union jobs.
The president is also calling for the creation of a civilian climate core initiative to put people to work, conserving and restoring land. What do you think about that? Did his focus on jobs yesterday at all comfort people in your industry?
Well, you know, we saw this at the start of the Obama administration when billions of dollars were used to subsidize wind and solar projects, many of which failed regardless. And there was all this talk about creating all these green jobs, and the Obama administration ended up classifying, you know, those who haul garbage and who work in consignment shops as green workers so that they could say that they had created green jobs. You know, it's not a matter of just killing oil and natural gas and then suddenly all these wind and solar jobs will be created. Now, the government may decide they want to continue subsidizing wind and solar and creating new jobs in that industry. But if you kill jobs in the oil and natural gas industry, people have to still drive their cars and heat their homes. And they need oil and natural gas to do that. Renewables don't do all that oil and natural gas do. Now, because this order is directed specifically at Western public lands, likely these jobs would just shift from the West to other parts of the country. But this notion that you can just create more jobs by killing jobs in the oil and natural gas industry, it's just not a direct line.
But isn't it true that a natural gas well in Wyoming could become a wind turbine job, for instance? And that is happening. I mean, solar and wind energy jobs have been growing and now outnumber coal and gas jobs in 30 different states.
Yes, they indeed have been growing, and those jobs are great. We support that. They may decide to subsidize more wind and solar jobs, but killing a natural gas job doesn't do that.
Let's not forget the bigger picture here. We're talking about the cost on the economy and local job markets. What about the cost on the planet? Because extracting and burning oil and gas from public land generates, it's estimated, about 550 million tons of greenhouse gases. And the science is clear that we're heading down a dangerous path. What argument can your industry make for continuing the status quo?
Well, you know, we're not staying on the status quo. Natural gas is the number one reason the United States has reduced more greenhouse gas emissions than even wind and solar combined. We do that because, but we still use it in the United States. So if we don't produce it here, where we have strict environmental regulations, where our industry continues to provide energy that reduces greenhouse gas emissions in the electricity sector, then we have to import it from somewhere else where they don't operate under those same strict environmental regulations.
Kathleen Scamma, president of the Western Energy Alliance, represents oil and gas companies in Western states. Kathleen, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.